Welcome in to the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller, so glad you are here with us. We got absolutely nothing going on up in the sky today, but we have a big thing happening tomorrow, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, but Mercury turns direct tomorrow morning at 8:55 a.m. Eastern. Is there anybody listening to this? Anybody that wants Mercury to stay in retrograde longer? I didn't think so. This one has been a doozy, but we get rid of it tomorrow. Now, it does have to recover the shadow period, but honest to goodness, I'm not even thinking about that. Let's just get that sucker direct and get our lives back on track, and that will happen in the morning. Now, let me just give you a quick announcement, kind of a follow-up of the webinar we had on Saturday. We are doing readings. Now, this is open to anybody. If you didn't come to the webinar and you want to jump in on this, it's a really cool concept. Kind of came from the practicums that Kepler College did, is how I met Robert. The full explanation of everything is at the top of funastrology.com. But we are doing these little mini group reading. Well, they're group individual. It's hard to explain. But basically, it's kind of like you get your chance in the hot seat. You get about 30 minutes of reading time from Robert, me, and others in the participating group if they want to contribute. And if you are doing that, you don't have to say a thing. You don't have to. You can just absorb what everybody has to say about your chart. But it really is a fun experience, and there's a group camaraderie that comes from it. So if you'd like to participate in that, it's up at the top of funastrology.com. Just go check it out. You can see two levels of participation. You can either have your chart read or you can just watch. Now, just one other thing. I have to tell everybody who purchased the webinar before the event, before or on the day of the event, if you purchased the webinar, you got an email Saturday night with the replay link. I think a lot of them went to spam, which happens. So if you bought the webinar and haven't seen the replay, go to your spam box. And then if not, just hit me in the chat bot on the funastrology.com website, lower right, and I'll take care of you. All right, we'll make sure you get that in your hands because that is definitely part of the deal. I can't believe it's 2024. We have self-driving electric cars, and email is about the equivalent of communication of the fax machine. But that's the way it is. All right, let's roll on. So one of the things I wanted to do between now and Sunday, literally the only thing else after Mercury turns direct, thank God tomorrow, is the moon changing signs. That quiet period we talked about on Monday. So I wanted to get some of you guys who have been interacting with me and are in our Facebook group and have done other events that we've done in the past. Obviously, you see people that are like, wow, this person really is passionate about astrology. And one of those is Kristen Lawhead. You heard from her briefly yesterday, but for today, I just pitched out, hey, what are you interested in? What are you following right now? And what would you like to talk about? Well, as I mentioned yesterday, Kristen has been studying this element of when does luck show up in our chart? And she actually used this just a few weeks ago. And let's just say, well, she has a nice, wonderful, new, fast laptop that cost her nothing. So, Kristen, you have our full attention. Tell us what's been going on here.
I have been studying the astrology of luck. I think it is so, so interesting. So I want to give credit to the original astrologer, Bill Walker. I had originally heard him on a podcast called Astro Detectives. He calls himself the gambling astrologer. And as he was talking about an eclipse on his Mars back in 2005, he talked about winning a bunch of money. And lo and behold, a couple weeks ago, I also won a bunch of money after having an eclipse on my Mars. He also goes into Jupiter being exactly conjunct his sun. And right now, I'm also going through a Jupiter sextile to my natal Jupiter, as well as a Venus sextile to my natal Venus, which also very lucky. These two benefics can create so much luck. And I think in a universe where we both give and take, it is also very important to be generous and giving. But in those times that we are going through this luck, the amount that we can bring in is phenomenal. So he also looks at secondary progressions when it comes to some of these benefics, but I think to have the eclipse on that Mars, it really stuck with me that we both were going through that during this. And so he talked about going through a luck streak of about 6 months. So verdict's still out if I'm going to win any more money, but I did have a check show up in the mail yesterday that was actually also dated for April 8th when I had won all my initial money. So we'll see what these next couple of months hold, and I'm still studying.
Okay, this is interesting. So one thing I would imagine, you know, we have our personal planets, the faster moving planets, and then we have our theme building planets, the slower moving planets. And then, of course, you just have Jupiter, Venus, etc. in the sky where it is right now. So what is it about the motion do you think might be causing some of these shorter term triggers?
The moon is often a trigger in astrology, and the sun can be as well, being a fast mover. And so having some of these aspects on your personal planets can really create a big effect from what you're receiving in aspects from some of the outer planets.
Okay, that makes total sense. So it's a combination of the two. Well, where are you looking in the chart then for luck?
For a person, luck can be very different from one to another. Some people can be luck with money. Some people can be lucky with relationships. I think that when it comes to looking at this in your own chart, looking at Venus and Jupiter being the two benefics and looking for positive aspects between them are a great start. I also really like to look at the rulers of the 11th house because it comes to hopes and dreams, the rulers of the second house because it deals with money, as well as the ruler of the 9th house. The 9th house is often considered lucky, and especially in Vedic astrology, because of its association with Jupiter already and Sagittarius. So this conjunction that I had was actually in my 9th house. And I think that this combination of houses as well as planets can really show you a positive time to kind of make some of those gambling risks.
You know, I should have put a forewarning in today's episode that after listening to this podcast, you are going to want to run to your own chart and start to look at some things that might be applicable here for you. I know I did exactly that as soon as we hung up the contact from this little recording. Hey, Kristen, would you keep us posted on this as you learn more?
Absolutely. I'm still studying as well. So timing with this is definitely something I will be continuing to play with.
Awesome. Well, that is absolutely going to be fun. And maybe we'll incorporate some of that into the podcast as well. Thanks, Kristen. Thank you for those thoughts and inspiration. More from you guys the rest of the week. Coming up, Jenny Geyer and Liz Grace Christie the next 2 days. So we'll see you back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Love you. Bye-bye.